Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you happen to be in the Portmarnock area in North County Dublin, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill just below our studio here is well worth a visit. It really is. It has a fantastic menu, great atmosphere, carvery of the weekends, live music on some weekends. Nights as well. It's just generally worth popping into. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, do what a lot of our listeners have done and book yourself a room here at the White Sands Hotel. As I said, an awful lot of Opinions Matter listeners have actually come and stayed in the hotel and raved about it as well. So you can book this hotel wherever you book your hotels. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Have a listen to this WhatsApp that was sent in to us late last night. And it actually, the phone beeped and nearly woke me up. It was that late. From one of our listeners, and I want to read what it says. Adrian and Jeremy, you need to talk about this. The amount of dopes who are now homeschooling their kids. They're usually these anti-gay, far-right clowns. I saw two of them posting on Facebook last week that they took their kids out of school last year because they didn't want their kids, and I quote, learning that it's okay to be trans and to have teachers brainwashing kids with the rainbow flag ideology, unquote. Can you believe this? Most of these parents homeschooling can't even tie their own shoelaces. They should be reported for neglect. School is the place to learn. And as I said, that's from one of our listeners who contacted us very late last night. This subject was obviously on his mind. So his name is Aidan. That's who sent us the message. So
Aidan actually replied to me on Twitter last week as well. Remember I had this big rant on Twitter last week about homeschooling. And I was talking about, now I don't want to focus on the Burke family, but I was more or less, I put up a tweet there last week saying, this is what happens when you homeschool your kids. Mm-hmm. They end up like the Burkes. Now, I'm sure the Burke mother and father would say their children
have turned out exactly as they wanted them to.
Exactly, which is not a good thing necessarily, because I don't want my children ending up having the same beliefs as me or their mother. I want my children to be free thinkers. I want them to be able to have opinions of their own. And what I believe, what I firmly believe, and nobody will tell me otherwise, is that the majority, it used to be a thing where posh parents, rich parents homeschooled their kids years ago. But now it's people who are afraid of LGBT. That's who it is. People who are afraid of the trans community. And they've somehow got it into their thick skulls that teachers...
That you send your kid to school and they're going to be brainwashed.
Now, my son, towards the end of last term, before the summer, came home from arts and crafts and school day, and he had made an LGBT flag. And he actually has it up on his back, on his bunk beds. Now, I know there are parents. When he came home with that, we went, fair play to you. That's great. I know there are some of you listening to this that
would have lost their shit.
That if your son, it's amazing how you're all triggered by a bloody rainbow flag. Snowflakes, you are. You're literally so woke that you're triggered by a rainbow flag. What are you scared of? And the problem about the homeschooling thing as well is that a lot of these parents who have taken their kids out of school, yeah, because they're afraid the school are pushing the agenda. They're making them watch porn on a Friday. They actually believe they're making them watch porn on a Friday. Now, I wish we had porn on Fridays in school, but we didn't.
No, you're making a joke of it. This is a genuine concern that some parents have, that porn has become part of the curriculum.
Yeah, but if you think that the teachers are making your kids watch porn, and then you let your kids on TikTok, they're watching more porn on TikTok than they are watching or learning about in school. Okay, here is the bottom line. Homeschooling should not be allowed. Because by homeschooling your children, you are literally, first of all, you're not trained to be a teacher. You didn't go to...
You don't... Okay, but here's
you didn't go to St. Pat's.
Here's the fact of it. You don't need, you have a constitutional right to homeschool your children, yeah? And you don't need a teaching degree to be able to do it. You have to make sure your children reach certain milestones, but you don't need a teaching degree in order to teach your children at home.
Well, I think that's bullshit. I think homeschooling shouldn't be a thing.
You have a constitutional right to homeschool your children.
Well, I don't believe it should be constitutional.
So we need to change the constitution then. We need to take that out of the constitution because Jeremy said so.
I just don't believe you're qualified to homeschool your children.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Do you think that it's okay to homeschool children, or should we change the constitution to get rid of that right?
And by the way, anybody that believes that drag queens, I saw a comment earlier on our Facebook page that drag queens are coming in to read to your kids. That is not actually happening. There's nobody coming in. There's no man coming in a dress to read stories to your kids. You know who wore a dress and read to your kids, actually? Jesus.
And a priest.
And a priest. But you don't have a problem with that.
David has been in touch.
I just wanted to say that statistics actually show that teaching kids at a younger age about the birds and the bees has actually proven to reduce sexual transmitted diseases and limit the amount of underage pregnancies that occur. Holland is a perfect example. They teach their kids quite young about the birds and the bees. They start small and then they work their way up, and then about 9 or 10 then they know. And as a result then you have very little 14-year-old girls pushing prams like you would do in certain parts of Dublin. Because we're all taught about the birds and the bees in like the likes of transition year, which is far too late. We've all probably had intercourse or done something sexual well before transition year, so it's a bit of a joke that we do teach them at such a late date, and we have such a taboo about teaching kids about sex. And the parents don't want to talk about it because we're such a conservative country and everyone's come from a Catholic background and sex is all frowned upon, so parents are afraid to talk about it. They leave it up to the schools, and the schools do a shit job, and then you have Jacinta from Finglas pushing prams at 13. So it doesn't make sense, and it should be reduced, and Holland is a perfect example of it, and the statistics are there to back it up.
Jonathan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jonathan?
Hello, Adrian. How are you getting on today?
Good,
I'm
thanks.
The bobblehead sitting next to you.
Good. What did you want to say on this? Homeschooling, according to our Jeremy, should be banned. It should be made illegal.
Well, Jeremy went through the school system in this country, and he's a bleeding moron, so you know. What does that tell you?
Well,
you know, look, come here.
Well, you have a constitutional right, Jeremy. No, I don't.
Constitution.
First of all, I was schooled like you were in a public school, primary and secondary. I have a very open mind. I'm very tolerant of everybody. I'm not an all closed minded.
You're there telling people they shouldn't be allowed to do things that the Constitution guarantees them to do. No, they shouldn't be allowed to do
things. I'm very tolerant.
That's not open-minded.
I'm very tolerant of people regardless of their colour, their colour, their creed, or their sexuality. No, I'm tolerant of people that agree with you, Jeremy.
Okay, That's not tolerance.
You are tolerant
of people that agree with you.
Okay, would you have a problem with your child being told to make an LGBT flag in school?
Depends on what age she is.
Okay, mine is 9.
And why has she been told to do that?
Because they want to teach them about being inclusive and about accepting.
That's my job. No, that's my job.
But the thing is, if you are, I'm not saying you are, by the way, but if you are an anti-LGBT parent, you are not going to teach, you're going to teach your children that they're little faggots and that they're queers
and that they're trying to pervert you.
That's what you're going
to
do.
I teach my children to deal with people as they find them. Be nice to everyone. If someone's mean to you, just don't talk to me, ignore them. Don't be mean back. I teach my children tolerance and acceptance of people. That's not the school's job, Jeremy. The school's job is not to raise your children. The school's job is there to teach your children the basics. And anything else like that is a parent's responsibility.
Okay, so let me go back to the point about why people might want to homeschool their children. We were reading of one person who said, learning that it's okay to be trans and have teachers brainwashing kids about the rainbow flag ideology is the reason they're homeschooling. What do you make of that?
I make that someone's opinion and their personal choice, and they're very much entitled to it, in my opinion.
Okay, but you look at, I don't want to focus on it, but you look at the Burke family, Enoch's.
Highly educated people. All of them with degrees, all of them qualified, all of them highly educated.
Yeah, but because
they stand up for what they believe is right, you don't agree with that.
No, but because they were
or the way they go about it.
Because they were homeschooled, they've only ever learned one thing, and that is based on the religion that their parents are, which is a very
So what? You're allowed to teach up children your faith and your beliefs. That's your job as a parent.
Tell me what's wrong with that. Jeremy is not,
and I really don't mean this about it, Jeremy. You just only agree with people that want to agree with you. You're not a free thinker. You're not an independent thinker.
Yes, I am.
You're an independent thinker. You're not.
If you're an independent free thinker, what is wrong, or what was wrong with what the Burke parents did in educating their children at home? As Jonathan rightly pointed out, they're all highly intelligent individuals who have all excelled in their fields.
Solicitors,
teachers, you name it.
And do they accept the LGBT community?
That's got nothing to do with anything.
I don't want my kids to grow up to be bigots, okay?
That's your job to teach them not to be, not the school's job. That's your job, well, Jeremy. Not the school's.
But to be honest with you, Jonathan, the school spends more time
here's,
with your kids
here's
than
a
you
way, Jeremy. Here's the a, I know what they do and I know they do, Jeremy, because they're all forced to fucking work their holes off to give the state access to their kids more time than the rest. I'd love to be able to stay home and educate my children, but I can't afford to do that.
Okay, and again, I don't want to focus on the Burkes, but the Burkes, more or less, their children were raised not to tolerate LGBT, so how is that?
Their children were raised with fundamentalist Christian values.
Yes.
That's what they were raised
different.
With.
You're putting your narrative on it. Some things are better in the past than they are now. Progressive bollocks is not always good for everybody. Well, and so what if that's what they believe? That's got nothing to do with you. It doesn't affect your life.
The point that Jeremy is making is that by homeschooling children, you have the ability to brainwash your own children, basically.
So does the school, Adrian. Listen, here's a good one for you now, right? In the 1960s, NASA done a study. Now, this will tell you, going back, right, they done a study. They took, I can't remember the exact number, but it was 100 children, right, on 5-year-olds, and they get them a lot of tasks to do because they're looking to see how they can get geniuses and where they can pick up the genius from out of the kids. They left them alone to do the things, and 98% of them passed as a genius level. And then they sent it to public school. And by the time all them children were 15 years of age, 2% of them still come out in the genius end of all. Because the school system dumbed them down. The school system doesn't allow you to think for yourself. Okay? As I tell my child, my eldest one that goes to school, you go to school to get given information, not to be taught. Not to be taught how to think.
No, I don't.
To be given information. Not to be taught how to think.
You're also sent.
With my beliefs.
So you want to force your beliefs and your opinions down your children's throat? Well, that's not good parenting.
You open a dialogue with your children and you see where they're at and you have a little discussion about it.
Jonathan, let me ask you a question. You said because of work commitments and everything else, you can't homeschool your children. Would you like to?
I would like to, if I could.
Well, but what qualifications?
Yes.
What qualifications?
You don't need a qualification.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't, Jeremy.
There you go again.
Jonathan,
if you found out tomorrow that you've a daughter, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah, so if you found out that the teacher was teaching your daughter had not gone to...
That's not what this conversation is about.
Let him ask the question.
That she didn't have a teaching degree.
Yeah, if you found out that the teacher that was teaching your child did not go to St. Patrick's Teaching College and had no qualifications in teaching, you'd be jumping up and down. You would.
That depends.
No, it doesn't.
Is she a good teacher? Yes, it does.
But no, the fact of the matter
is,
hang on, Jeremy.
Is she a good teacher?
It's a ridiculous comparison. The fact of the matter is, she wouldn't be a bloody teacher in the school if she hadn't got a qualification.
Jeremy, look at it this way, right? My young one wants to be a teacher. That's what she wants to be when she grows up. That's what she aspires to be.
Jonathan, there's a fellow I know who's a regular on the far right protests. He's always out protesting, and I know for a fact he said it on Twitter before that his children are homeschooled. And I'm telling you, I wouldn't let this fella teach my cat how to eat its dinner. So this child has been indoctrinated to come up with the same narrow.
All of our children have been indoctrinated.
No, they're not.
You indoctrinate them with your thinking, or the school indoctrinates them, or somebody fucking else indoctrinates them. They're being indoctrinated one way or another, right? You're the one that's saying you're open-minded and you're a free thinker. You're not. You're a closed-minded. You're narrow-minded is what you are, Jeremy. If they don't agree with your take on things, they're somehow stupid or pig ignorant or there's something else to suit you. No, I'm full for diversity and inclusion across the board. If you want to homeschool your children, you homeschool them.
Okay, let me ask you just finally. You said in an ideal world you would love to have been able to homeschool your child.
Yes.
Give me in one sentence why you would love to.
Because I would like to spend the time with them and help them grow as people. And my values and my things should be installed in them as they're growing up, which I try to do the best I can with the time that I have with them. But like I said, all your children, when you go to school and you're sitting in a class of 26 people and they're all being told the same thing. Do not think differently. Do not think outside this box. You will all learn the same. That's indoctrination. Okay? You're not raising free thinkers. You're raising just a load of people that think the same. So whatever it is you're talking about, you're teaching them all the same. So I tell my child, like I said, she goes to school to get information, not to be taught how to think.
So
she'll think for herself.
If your daughter came home next week from school or whatever, and you said to your daughter, "Well, how did you get on today in school?" And she said, "Oh, I learned that some people are born in the wrong gender and they can become a boy when he becomes older, he can become a female or vice versa." Would you be disgusted? Would you send a complaint to the school?
I'd ask her, how does she think about that? What do you think about that?
That's good. That's
good.
And
then I'd have the discussion with her. I wouldn't close her down. No, I don't shut my children down, Jeremy, to conversations. I would ask her, how does she feel about that? And then we would take the conversation. I've had this conversation with her. And then we take it from there. Because I will talk to my children. And like I said before, I don't care how my children end up in life as long as they get there by themselves and are happy in themselves when they get there.
That's okay. Do me a favour, Jonathan, and stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Dave, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dave?
Sorry, folks.
Good, thanks, Dave. What did you want to say on this?
Look, regardless of what your personal beliefs are, fine, fair enough. But, like, I know some people who homeschool their kids. They should not be fucking homeschooling their kids.
Why?
First of all, they know third level education themselves. And fair enough, qualifications do not denote intelligence. That's grand. But they seem to think that just because they have the internet that they can give their kids a proper education. Like, showing a child information on a screen and giving them the resources and tools and being able to, like, figure out that information are two massively different things. Like, how are you supposed to teach your kids, like, maths, for a perfect example, how are you supposed to teach a kid integers or algebra or quadratic equations when you haven't a fucking clue even how to spell these words? And there are a lot of people out there who are doing it. And the reason they're doing it is because my kids are being taught about gay people in school and I don't want my kids to be gay. That is the crux of the argument for a lot of these people. And they're depriving their children a chance of having a proper formal education. They're shortening their chances in the workplace and just in life in general and in interaction as well. Because what a lot of these homeschooling people then are doing, they're meeting up with other homeschooling people and they're just making the kids live in these insular bubbles. I mean, they say that they don't want their children to be indoctrinated and they don't want them, to be brainwashed. But what they're literally doing is brainwashing their own kids because they're not exposing them to different people, different ideas. They're doing the exact same thing that they say that they hate that the schools are doing.
Okay, the fact of the matter is, and I mentioned this earlier on, that we all in this state have a constitutional right to homeschool our children. If we decide that we want to educate our children at home, we have the right to do that. Now, do you think that that right should be taken away from parents?
No, I don't think that right should be taken away from parents. I don't. If you want to homeschool your kids, fucking go right ahead. But, like, here's the thing. When your kids go to do their leaving cert, or your kids try to get into college, and you've completely banjacked their chances doing that, and you've made the road longer for them to get into third level education or to get a job, that's your fault. And these people, they won't do that. They won't say, oh shit, maybe I shouldn't take my kid out of school. They say, oh well, it's the state's fault because I didn't indoctrinate them into all the LGBT trends, blah, 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 bullshit. You know, these people should not be educating children. They shouldn't, if you are to homeschool your kids, I would hope you're someone who has at the very least gone through third level education, who at the very least is intelligent or actually seeks out. Like, the problem with homeschooling isn't necessarily the fact that you're going to homeschool your kids and here are all the resources, because there are people out there who provide you resources for homeschooling. I've nothing against that. It's just the amount of people that think, I have the internet, so I can educate my kids. Like, it's wrong. Like, you can do it. Go right ahead.
You're saying, though, in the same breath, Dave, that you don't want the right to educate your children at home taken away from people.
I don't. I don't. But at the same time, like, you know, you should have some basis in education yourself. Like, if you want to do it, do it. But the thing is, I don't like the idea of some of the people I know who do it, because like Jeremy said, I wouldn't trust these people to teach a fish to swim. I don't believe in taking people's rights away, but a lot of these people have to realize that they are putting their kids' futures on the line just because they read some stupid shit on Facebook. And that's where a lot of it has come true, because a lot of the people you see, they're saying, I'm homeschooling my kids. They're saying it's because it's indoctrination, sex education, blah, 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 blah. I have a young fella in, like, secondary school. They do sex education. And this whole stuff of people saying, oh, they're being taught about gay people having sex and all this stuff, it's nonsense. It doesn't happen. It's not on the curriculum.
And that's as may be. And you're right, Dave. There are many parents who are homeschooling are doing it for the reasons that you just mentioned, okay? And they've gone down such a rabbit hole, they believe that there's all sorts of shit being taught to our kids.
Those two parents that we're talking about today, you're homeschooling their children. Read the message again why they're homeschooling their children. Read what it says.
Because they don't want their kids learning that it's okay to be trans and have teachers brainwashing kids about the rainbow flag ideology.
No, but here's another thing, right? This fucking boils my piss sometimes, right? You have these people saying the teachers are brainwashing your kids into, you know, believing everybody should be gay and everybody should be trans. Do any of you remember what it was like in biology when the whole subject of sex education came up? Your teacher wanted to get through it as quick as humanly fucking possible because they were in a classroom with a bunch of teenagers, and every time someone said the word vagina, everybody started giggling. And they still, in the same breath, these people seem to think that your kids are going to be sitting down and going through the intricacies and minutia of what it's like for two gay people to have sex or to be trans. Like, does that make sense in anybody's worldview?
No,
really?
Probably not. Okay, so let me go back to the point. You're saying on the one hand that you don't want to take away the right that we all have to homeschool our children if that's what we want to do. But now you're kind of saying, but you need to be highly qualified in order to do it.
I'm not saying you need to be highly qualified. No. I put it like this. You should be allowed to homeschool your kids. That's fair enough, okay? I'm not going to disagree there. But at the very least, there should be resources there to help you. There should be a minimum standard that your child needs to meet every so often.
But there is, Dave. There is. You have to provide a minimum standard of education for your children. You also have to register with two
stuff. I know you have to register, but come here. Who comes out and checks these things? How often are these checks done?
But again, Dave, this comes back to, should you have a right to homeschool or not? That's really what this comes down to.
But it's not, because you can't just ask a blanket statement like that. Yeah, you should be allowed to homeschool your child, but at the same time, there should be systems in place to make sure you're actually doing it adequately and doing it properly. In the same way that we have the likes of Tuesday there to make sure that, like, you know, shitty parents aren't, you know, not getting away with being shitty parents. But you're saying that you have to give them a minimum standard. What's the minimum standard? Who checks up that you're giving them the minimum standard? Or is it just left until you go for your exams?
Okay, do me a favor, Dave. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. I want to bring in this WhatsApp voice note that we got just a while ago from Michelle, who is a primary school teacher.
I've just seen your topic online and I'm actually doing a course now. Get ready for my school next week to teach them all about this ideology that's talking about. I'm obviously joking. I've been on your show plenty of time, lads. You know, I'm a primary school teacher and I'm proud to be a teacher. And I was on not so long ago about the parent who wasn't happy with the rainbow flag being in the classroom, and I explained what the classroom involves. So just questions for this parent. Do the child have a phone? Is the phone monitored? You can Google anything and that's where you don't get proper facts. We have a very strict curriculum to follow and we can answer questions, but then we relate. If anything we can't answer, we will relate back to the parents and say, your child's been asking this. We do not put our thoughts on the children. Like, I just don't get these parents at all. But for the child's sake, I hope they're in after school activities or something, because if they are just going to be in the house with their parents, with their family, that's not a lifestyle, and I'm sorry. I'm so happy that I can't come on because I think I'd actually lose it.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Dara, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dara?
Grand, how are you?
Good, thanks, Dara. Do you support the right of parents to homeschool their children?
Oh, 100%. I was only saying I wish that I had the option later on when my daughter goes to secondary school to homeschool. Obviously, I don't. Would happen to work a proper job. But I just think school in general is dumbing, like not dumbing down our kids, but training them to just be corporate 9-to-5 people who are going to have average jobs. I don't think it trains people to be creative and entrepreneurs and be the more successful people in life. I think it's from a young age, age 5, in for certain hours, doing homework, taught that that's the be-all and end-all, the leave-in cert, I think is suppressing our kids' creativity and...
Okay,
and
but sorry, Dara, sorry for going across you there because you're after contradicting yourself. So you don't want your daughter being in school because she's going to be turned into a sheep and she's going to be indoctrinated. Yeah, you want to push your agenda, whatever it may be, on
What's
your daughter.
Agenda,
I don't know what your
she
agenda
didn't
is.
Say she had an agenda.
Which I'm sure she...
I don't have an agenda. Well, maybe, I'm just saying I want her to be...
Sorry, Jeremy, why have you got this automatic, this automatic assumption that just because somebody might be interested in homeschooling their child,
they
have some fundamentalist agenda?
There's always an agenda.
If anything as well, all the weird ideologies that are out there and that I see in secondary school and, you know, all these people question their identities is the thing I'd want to protect her from when she goes to secondary school, because I think things have gone so crazy now and it's through school and friend groups and having phones that's what they get exposed.
I know I agree with an awful lot of what Dara is saying. School has become a cesspit of toxicity.
You're such a lick arse. That's not what we're talking about.
It absolutely is a cesspit of toxicity for young people.
That's not what everybody has.
But if you had the opportunity to take your children out of that shit, would you not want to do it?
Because I don't want my children to be socially awkward, because the only person that they see every day is me with a
But they don't have friends.
Well, I'm afraid I'd say the hope is lost for your kids anyway, Jeremy, so it doesn't matter what you do.
Thanks for that. So what are you worried about them? What are you worried about your daughter learning in school that's going to corrupt her?
I think the school system is not designed to make people that are going to be basically very successful CEOs, entrepreneurs, really successful people. They're training you to be bang average. Listen and, you know, do your work and don't think outside the box and work a 9-to-5 job, because that's what the system needs. I think if you want your kids to be more creative and not dampen their creativity just because they don't fit into this 9-to-5 system or a school of exams where it's a memory game, that they're not going to be successful. Because I think if you take them out of that and really give them a chance to express themselves and what they're good at, then, you know, they are going to follow their passions.
Okay, one of the concerns that we heard from Dave a couple of minutes ago with certain parents homeschooling is you wouldn't allow these parents to teach a goldfish to swim. They're that incompetent, and yet their children are being educated by them, supposedly.
Yeah, but that's their business. It's their kids. Like, I get the point, but, like, at the end of the day, it's their kids. And, their kids are not going to be illiterate and not be able to read or write. Do you know what I mean? They're going to figure out what they're going to do in life anyways. I mean, how much of secondary school really helped you get by in life anyways?
Basically what you're saying, Darren, in a roundabout way, and you're masking it up in lovely language and all that, but basically what you're saying is you want to create a mini you. You want your daughter not to be a free thinker. You want her to think exactly the way you think. You want to...
Which way do I think?
I don't know what way you think. I don't live with you.
Exactly.
So
you're making assumptions.
Why
is being a free thinker a bad thing? I want her to be not suppressed in that it's just the school system and that's
okay.
it.
One of the things you are, because I know from talking on the show many times, one of the things you're anti-Big Pharma. You think that the pharma...
No.
Well, you are. You've said it before that you're anti-Big Pharma. You think that the pharma...
Are you anti-Big
Pharma?
I'm not anti. I'm critical of it. I'm not anti it.
Okay, so then...
And I have said to you many times before, I'm not anti-vax or any of that, because I agree with the concept of vaccination, just not the COVID one.
Okay,
conspiracy theorists.
The point is, Dara, your assumption that that everybody that's going to school is not going to be free thinker is bollocks, because you because you went to a public school, I assume, and you're a free thinker, so that knocks it completely. Yeah,
exactly, and that's why I said I'm not going to do it, and I don't, because I work in a proper job where I couldn't do it even.
But again, as with Jonathan earlier on, you would love to be able to.
Yeah, and I don't think we should take that right away from people, is what I'm saying. I'm not saying it would be a perfect solution, but I'm saying we shouldn't.
Okay, what about the argument? What about the argument that some people who are homeschooling their children have an agenda, well, which is what Jeremy said?
Yeah, they do have an agenda.
Well, I do agree with that, and I do think that's dangerous too, particularly, like you say, if it's more like a very religious family, or, you know, people that are in a cult or something. With these ideals, I do think that's dangerous too. The point is, I don't have any very extreme views like that at all. If anything, I would just want my daughter to succeed, and you know, that may.
Well, then let me ask you. Let me ask you a question. Do you think, had the Burke children not been homeschooled, had the Burkes been sent to a normal local national school, primary and secondary, had they been sent, do you think they would have the same beliefs that they actually have now? Say Enoch, that he'd have the same beliefs. Or
it's not just Enoch, you know, it's the whole family.
The whole family.
Well, I would say they probably would, because the family is very intense.
But would they not be more open-minded? Would they not be more accepting of people?
No.
Just to let you know, Jeremy, by the way, the Burke family, all of them, they weren't educated as solicitors and teachers at home. They had to go to college to learn that. So therefore, they were exposed to the outer world in college.
No, but the formative years when children are sponges, a children's destiny, I believe, is mapped out before the age of 13, okay? And that's down to the parents. You know, you often ask Adrian, how did that 13-year-old end up out robbing cars at 13. That it starts way before that. By 13 years of age, you can brainwash it. You can literally brainwash a child down to the simplest of things. Look how many kids are brainwashed into following the football teams that their father supports. That's true brainwashing.
Exactly.
That the father.
But it's all a product. Yeah, but it's all a product of their home environment. Either way, I don't think school or not is gonna, you know, make them any more intense in those kind of beliefs. If the family holds strong beliefs, you know.
Stay there for a second if you can, please, Dara. I want to go to line two. And Simone, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Simone.
Hello. How are you? Oh.
Good, thanks. What do you want to say on this?
I think the beliefs of people have been opposed by certain groups, and that is why everyone has the opinion. Everyone has the right of choice. And everyone has the right to want homeschool or not homeschool.
Okay, we do all have that right in our constitution. Yes, we have the right to homeschool our kids.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are concerned about the agenda that certain parents have and the reason that they want to homeschool.
Well, I can agree with them certain points with that. I can agree with certain points with that. Children are children. They shouldn't be put upon certain genders when they're only children. They have their minds and enough time to grow up and be what they are.
So what agenda do you think the schools are pushing on children that you wouldn't be happy with?
Well, everybody has a choice. If they want to go ahead with whatever gender school throws at them, let them. But there's always choices there. You don't have to agree with a school way to put anything sort of with the children. They're there to learn.
So I don't know. Okay, I don't know if you have children. Do you, Simone?
Oh yeah, I have. Yeah, what I have one child.
What age is your child?
Well, he's 28.
Oh, he's 20. Okay, so when he was 8 years of age, do you think you would have been qualified to teach your child? Would you have made a good teacher at home?
Well, I did teach him some things at home, and he went to school to also. So there's your answer there.
But would you have been able to teach him as good as the teachers did?
Yeah, you could if you wanted to.
I mean, here's a great point that was just made by this person. In school, schooling is led by facts. Facts don't change. Homeschooling by some is led by ideology. Teaching a child in an ideological way seriously limits their future. That's true. When a child learns in school, they learn facts. It comes from a book, it's a fact. As in, you know, if they're learning about World War II, the Holocaust happened, the Germans killed millions and millions of Jews. That's a fact. Now, there are people who don't believe that the Holocaust happened. They don't believe that any Jews were killed, okay? So if that parent is teaching their child at home, there are serious neo-Nazis in Ireland. There's a lot of neo-Nazis in Ireland, far right. They're going to teach their children that it didn't happen. So they won't deal in facts. In the same way, if you are with something we mentioned last week, there are a lot of loonies out there that believe that chemtrails, they believe the airplanes are poisonous, okay? That's not a fact. That is fake. Fake news, okay? Didn't actually have. Chemtrails do not exist. But if you were a parent who's gone down that rabbit hole and you've, because you saw a YouTube video that they're putting poison on the planes and poisonous at all, you are going to pass that down to your child, and your child is learning.
Okay, again, I'm going to go back to the point of this conversation. We have a constitutional right to homeschool our children. We don't have to have teaching degrees in order to do it. We just have to make sure our children are educated to a sufficient standard. Do you want that right taken away?
Do you want us
to have a constitutional referendum to withdraw the right of parents to homeschool?
Yeah, I don't believe that someone who's not qualified in teaching and has an agenda should be able to brainwash their children.
Their children, though, not your children. The state doesn't own the children.
I didn't say the state. Well,
the state doesn't own children.
But the state kind of does own children in that if you neglect your children, the state can take the children
off.
That's only because harm
is being caused.
Yes, but you do not have a 100% right over your children to do whatever you want with them. Do you? Do you believe that?
Yeah.
No, you don't. You don't have a right to neglect your children.
No, because that's against the law.
Yes, but so you don't have...
Homeschooling is not against the law. You want us to go and have a referendum to take that right away from parents. Is that what you're saying? For example, I know of one parent who homeschooled. This particular individual is highly educated. Was actually trained as a teacher and decided she was going to use that training to homeschool her child.
I'm not talking about people like that. I'm talking about the people that did that. This topic is about today, that guy spoke about, that the two sets of parents took their children out of school because they were convinced that the school was teaching their children that it's okay to be LGBT and that it's okay to be trans.
Okay, let me ask you, Simone, why do you think parents should continue to have the right to homeschool?
I'm saying there, Jeremy and Adrian, if they want to have the right, they could. But also, there's people that would use votes to their advantage. So there it goes, there. You know?
Okay, stay there for one second if you can, please. I want to bring in some more messages on this. We had this guy, David, on earlier on. He's been back on to us.
Hey, lads, just in between meetings there, so we can't come on. So we just want to add this voice note as well to me one earlier on. But teaching kids, I think, at a younger age is quite beneficial because I grew up quite confused, you could say. I went to an all-boys school, and at 10 years of age, I was actually having experiences with other boys in my class, in school, during school hours, in the bathrooms, the back of the yard, even when there was a teacher walking around the yard, like behind the buildings and stuff like that. So it does go on. There's about 6 or 7 lads that I know of throughout primary school who have gone on to get married, who I know well of, that have actually done stuff with guys in primary school as well. So it's not this thing that the school is teaching anyone to be gay, or it's quite actually the opposite. The lack of education in the school when it comes to sex ed makes kids quite confused, I suppose, and they don't know what way to go, and they start experimenting amongst themselves and finding out things themselves. Now, I actually, funny enough, have done full circle. I went into secondary school, then started following the social construct of getting with girls, was in a long-term relationship with a girl and everything, and after doing full circle, then I realised I actually was gay. But it took about 10-15 years to actually realise that. And then it all goes back to my first ever experience that if you think about it, like when I was 10, so I didn't know I was gay at that time. I didn't know what gay meant at that time, but I was doing things, you could say, that were classified as gay, you know? So that all came from a lack of education, I suppose, and me being curious and other boys in my class being curious, because we didn't know any better, you know? So that's another reason why I think teaching them quite young, I suppose, is beneficial, and leaving us to later years like third and fourth year in secondary school is an absolute joke, in my opinion. That's my thoughts on it anyway. Thanks, lads.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Alan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Alan?
Hey, that's all good.
Now, Alan, homeschooling and whether or not parents should have the right to homeschool.
Look, it's each to their own. If that's what you want to do, but like I says, I think the benefits of school, like, it's not even just the whole what you're learning, it's a social aspect. But my point is, I have a friend who has a child. He's not religious, so the kid is 10 or whatever, so he made his communion there, and the kid was coming home and saying, oh, God did this, God did that. And he didn't go mad or anything like that. Just sat down, had a chat with him, what his belief was in God, why he didn't believe in God. But he didn't say, I'm going to pull that kid out because they're teaching them religion. So basically, why can't your kid not go to school and then come home and then you can have a chat? Oh, what did you learn today in school? Oh, well, look, that's what they tell everybody, but this is my view on them. Like, that, I don't know, that's just what I think anyway. Like I said, it's...
Okay, but when you hear that at least one parent took their child out of school and decided to homeschool because they don't want their kids learning that it's okay to be trans and have teachers brainwashing them with the rainbow flag ideology. What do you think of that?
Listen, if that's what you want to do, I don't agree with that. That's their choice, but don't be surprised then when their kids turn out have a way to turn out, like, because I mean, they're getting their information off the internet. Like I says, you can see in your comments that there's people there that don't believe in facts. It doesn't matter what facts you show them, that they'll go back to one little theory that makes their belief right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, it's just going back to social media. You know, just people down rabbit holes, like people thinking they're trying to push in trans, they want trans to be, like, my own personal belief is, yeah, listen, if somebody wants to be trans, that's completely up to them. You know, I have no thoughts of what other people do, but these
okay, one of the arguments against homeschooling is having your children in the education system and meeting with other children and all of that makes them more rounded individuals at the end of it all.
Absolutely. And as I said to you, you know, they have different beliefs. They can come home and they can have a chat with their children at night, after school, after they've socialised with other kids, after they've learned algebra or different Irish language or whatever it may be, set themselves up for life. Like Dara was saying, oh, she would do it. Well, by the sounds of Dara, it seems well-adjusted person. I'm sure she went to school.
She did go to school, system. Yes. But she still believes that she would love to be able to homeschool. As our very first caller said, he would like to be able to homeschool, just doesn't have the wherewithal or the ability or the free time, basically.
Can they not make a few hours then at the weekend to sit down and go through what they believe with their children?
Yes, is the answer.
Are they just kind of jumping on the bandwagon, like going back to the boxer in the Olympics, that was everyone coming out, oh, she's a man, when she wasn't a man, but everybody just, because it fitted their trans agenda, they all just jumped all over it.
No, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. And I really feel sorry for that athlete for what she went through hate inflicted upon her.
And I know she's suing Elon Musk and she's suing J.K. Rowling. I hope she takes them to the cleaners, the two of them, over the false information they spread.
Yeah, and look, that's just false information in general on social media. Like I said, you can tell people facts, you can show them or whatever that. But like, for example, like I had a guy I was talking to the other day, and he's like a bit far right. He's a really nice guy, but he's far right, which is fair enough. I still like him. And he was trying to tell me that remember the riots in January the 6th, Capitol Hill.
Mm-hmm.
He basically told me that Donald Trump had nothing to do with that he told his people to go home, and it was a conspiracy that the FBI and Nancy Pelosi. And at that point, I just said, listen, there's no point continuing this conversation.
Yeah.
Because you know that way, like, so that's just where we are. We have people out there.
Even
like,
though it's been shown that Trump just sat in his hands and never went online to ask them to go home.
Exactly. Like, and he's telling me, he says, oh, you're just watching the news or blah, blah, blah. I'm talking to people all around the world. I'm like, why are you in a secret club, like, you know, that you just don't know what's going on, like.
Oh, these just clowns, these people are.
Yeah, absolutely, like, and
okay, but the worry is, Alan, parents having the right to homeschool their children with that sort of mindset is a reason for concern, isn't it?
Absolutely, like I says,
I was brought up, lucky enough, I was brought up in a house, two sisters, so I was brought up right, you know, tolerate anyone's belief. And personally, I just don't care what people do behind closed doors. That's completely up to them. If they want to jump around and pretend they're a giraffe or a lion or whatever, that's their own business, you know. They're not affecting me. Why would I get upset over that? Like, and it's funny because, again, they'll jump over the whole woke. Oh, that's woke, that's woke. But even though what they're doing is woke, you know, getting upset over something like
that. They don't even know what woke means now. Everybody just throws that out now. Woke ideology, woke ideology.
Yeah.
Schools are woke, schools are woke. Disney movies are woke. Everything's woke now. They don't even know what woke means. Like,
No.
The most important thing for a child growing up is that a child is not brainwashed either way in anything, yeah? That a child is happy and that a child is brought up to accept, okay? To be loving and to be accepting, not to be a bigot. I mean, I don't know if you lads saw the video that was recorded up in Belfast a couple of weeks, but it was 2 weeks ago when I was away on holidays. And it's a mother and her child, and the child's about 7, walking down the road in Main Street, Belfast. They're walking down the road and the child, the 8-year-old child or whatever, is shouting out, "Packies, go home! Packies, go home! Packies!" It made me absolutely sick. Mm. And the mother laughing as the child was saying that. Now, there's a tramp of a mother. And I'm sorry.
That exact same thing has happened here in Dublin as well.
And I'm going to say that. That's a tramp of a mother that's taken an innocent child and has literally poisoned her brain to think that anybody with dark skin is going to be a harm to her. And she's literally indoctrinated her child into her life of hatred. And it's sick. It really is sick.
It is. And imagine that woman there, if she teaches her children something that she loved rather than hate, whether that's painting or singing or whatever it was, like, and she's able to nurture that talent instead of, like, you know, oh, they look different to us, they're taking their jobs, they're taking their money. Could you imagine how the kid would turn out then rather than hate?
And this other thing that they're terrified of, because they saw it on YouTube, that drag queens are going to come into the classrooms and read bedtime stories to the kids every day. I mean, Jesus, I grew up, when I was a kid, Lily Savage was on the TV every evening doing blankety blank, Paul O'Grady.
Yeah.
Remember Lily Savage? Sorry, was I brainwashed into thinking that I should wear a dress and high heels?
No, obviously.
No, absolutely not. Looking at drag queens is the least of your worries.
Let me bring in one final call on this, and that's you, Darren. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
What's the story, Adrian?
Darren, parents' right to homeschool their children. A lot of people fear that it's just giving parents the right to inflict their ideology on their children.
Everyone today is, even Jeremy is saying that Dara has an agenda if someone wants to homeschool their child. How does someone have an agenda if someone wants to homeschool their child? It's their prerogative.
Okay, agenda is maybe the wrong word. A set of beliefs that they have.
We all have a set of beliefs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so you'd have a certain set of beliefs.
Yeah.
Does your son support Everton?
No, he doesn't.
Who does he support?
He supports Chelsea. I tried to brainwash him into supporting Everton, and because he's a free-thinking child, he turned around and he said, "Actually, no, Dad, they're shite. I'm going to support Chelsea." And that was it. So that didn't work.
Right, Carl.
But what's your point?
This stuff in the schools should not be in the schools.
What stuff, Darren?
Your man David Dooley there calling everyone anti-gay and anti-trans because they don't agree with him. I am not anti-gay.
Yeah, what stuff are you concerned about being taught in schools?
Saying to kids that it's okay to be a man and it's okay to be a woman if you're the opposite gender. That's wrong. That should not be in the schools. That's down to the parents to teach their kids, not the schools.
Okay, so when you hear, for example, that Jeremy's young fella a few months ago came home from school with an LGBT flag that he had painted and crafted in arts and crafts.
He wasn't told to do it. I don't think he was told to do it, but he did it anyway. I explained to him what the LGBT flag was all about. I just want my kids to be accepting. Why is that a bad thing, Darren? I don't want bigots of kids. When I saw that child in Belfast 2 weeks ago shouting "Packies, go home," I felt physically ill. I wanted to take that mother and slap her across the head. I just want my children to grow up to be accepting and not to hate anybody. Why is that a bad thing?
No, there's a big difference between coming home with a flag and coming home saying a teacher told me I can be a man even though I'm a woman.
But no teacher is doing that though. Not in Irish schools anyway.
They're giving kids the options, and some kids are more open to ideas than others, and it will stick with some kids.
So what? You're worried that a child might hear something in school about being trans and then suddenly decide, oh, that's it, I'm going to be a man or a woman?
Because it's an ideology, it's a fad, it's a trend.
Okay, so that's your concern. All right, thanks very much indeed, Darren. Let me squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note from Sean.
How's it going? If parents want to homeschool, that's their choice, and well for them. You know, as long as the child is hitting whatever milestones that are needed for them to get to show that they're learning properly, whatever. And so be it. That's all that matters. They're sitting here banging on about people passing their ideologies and whatnot onto the child. Sure, they're going to do that anyway if the child is in school. They're more likely to hear both sides of the story then, whether they're in school and whatever. And saying that, not all parents are that fucking mental, you know. They're not all going to be passing on their ideologies. They want to actually teach their kids fucking English, Irish, maths, whatever. They want their kids to get the grades. They just don't want them in schools, going through all the bullshit with skills. So, as I said, each to their own. And if you don't like it, fuck off. And, you know, forget about it. It's not your business if they want to homeschool their child or not. Just because it doesn't suit what you're doing in your life doesn't mean they shouldn't do it in their life. Take it easy.
Thanks very much indeed, Sean, for your message.
Well, Sean, you weren't homeschooled. You were educated in a...
In
the national school. He wasn't homeschooled. And you turned out okay. So what's the big issue? That's what I don't get as well. All these parents who have taken their kids out of school because of the LGBT ideology. Yeah? They were... See, you were all educated in international schools and you still have a mind of your own. I don't believe teachers... The only agenda that teachers have, yeah, is to get the children educated.
Yeah. That's
and
it,
to get
basically.
Them to do well in life. That's the only agenda.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each time we upload a new podcast. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.